Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to Balance. Sometimes we forget. Today we celebrate something very special. We celebrate the triumph of the Lord over the grave. That's right, Balance Point. Today is Resurrection Sunday, and oh wow, this is one of those wonderful days. There we go. Ah, the joys of being alive. Gritty behind the scenes. Anyway, today is the day that the Lord has made. It's a day that God looked forward to. When man and woman fell. They disobeyed. God already had a plan. And let me tell you, that plan is an awesome plan. I don't know why, but what's so special about it? Well, today is the day. Lord, because here's why we commemorate. Didn't step out of that grave, nothing to do. Wasting our time. But today I want to take a special. And there's only a couple of words that sum up what we're going to talk about today. Two words. Today comes down to work. Because guess what? Here's the amazing, glorious thing. If you get what today is about, then these two words are going to become vital to you. These two words will become your marching order. These two words will become the drumbeat of your life. You see, because of what happened 2,000 years ago, I gotta watch myself, otherwise I'm gonna get excited, I'm gonna levitate right up out of the seat. But because of what happened 2,000 years ago, two words. No peace. No peace. No peace. Because of what Jesus did when he walked out of the grave some 2,000 years ago, we don't have peace. We can enjoy a life of no peace. You see, in the state of our existence right now, mankind, we fear because we don't know. And we don't know what we don't know. And the biggest thing that we don't know about is surveys over and over again ask, what is the greatest fear in your life? Is it failure? Is it rejection? No, the thing that most of us fear, the thing that most of us have a concern about is, what happens to me when this body can no longer sustain me? And there are many philosophies, many thoughts about what happens. Some people say that when you die, poof, it's over. We'll come back to that one in a minute. Some people say that it doesn't matter, it's all an illusion. When you die, you're just going to wake up in another form, another body. I don't know about you, but to me, that's the total definition of it. But God said, no, when you die, there is a choice. You make the choice long before you die, hopefully long before. But based on that, will determine whether you step into eternal life, eternal love, or whether you step into eternal darkness. And if it comes down to that one choice, then my God, is that not a fearful choice? So how do you choose? What do you choose? The second greatest fear that we have is the fear that nothing we do, the fear that all of this is meaningless. Going back to the philosophies of an eternal cycle of life. If all you're going to do is cycle until nothing, cycle until you learn to let go of everything, then what's the point? Again, if the philosophy that this is all that there is, and there's nothing else, then what's the point? If we're nothing more than animated mud on the way back to the dust, and at the end of the day, nothing here matters, then why bother? Why bother being born? Why bother dying? Why bother living? Why bother? Why should the universe expend the energy if it's all meaningless? Now, let me tell you, there is something better, there's something greater, there's something greater. You see, mankind has. Mankind has a great plate. Mankind has. And today you'll get an opportunity to select. You see, life is like one of those select your own ending novels. Nobody's going to. Which brings us, oddly, to the third fear. You know what that third fear is? Once you realize that there is something after this life, once you realize that it isn't meaningless, And that you do have significance, that brings you to the third fear. Well, if I have significance and my choice matters, what if I make the wrong choice? What if I make that wrong choice? Third great fear. You make the wrong choice, you're going to have a very long time. More precise, you're going to have a very long time when you are out of time to live. But today, let me tell you something exciting about today. Today, you can have no fear. Today, you don't have to be afraid of no significance. You don't have to be afraid of no future. And after you hear today what I have to tell you, you don't have to fear. But let me warn you before we go any further. Once you've heard today's message, Mommy and Daddy. Once you hear and you understand what the significance of today is, there is no turning back. You will need to make a choice. You will need to decide. I'll give you a hint. I'm going to warn you up front before we go any further that if you got a problem with that, get out now. Because it's far better for you to never have heard than for you to have heard. I'm sorry, today is not going to be one of those little bunny poo-poo kind of. They ain't going to be one of those, I'm going to rub your belly and make you feel all nice after you had your ham dinner. No, today is the day to get hard. No fear. No fear. No fear. I'm going to be reading primarily from John. I truly love John's resurrection. And I'm going to be stopping here in John chapter 20. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. While it was still dark, she saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She ran, came to Simon Peter and the other disciples whom John loved, and said to them, "They've taken away the Lord out of the tomb. We don't know where they are." This is the first fear of the first fear. Somebody done him wrong. Even Jesus' own followers didn't get it. Jesus' own followers in the beginning believed that the body of today, that would be our fear that would be the fear that there's nothing for us. Our hope has been taken. Peter therefore went out with the other disciples. We're going to the tomb. They both ran together. The other disciples out there. He came to the tomb first. He looked at him and the linen cloths were laying there. Yet he did not go in this time. And came following him and went into the tomb and saw the linen cloth lying with the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded together in a place by him. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also and he saw. The answer to the thief of the stolen kingdom is now we don't have the privilege of living 2,000 years ago, of being in Judea, in the area of Jerusalem, right after the event of that Passover. We don't have that as a ministry. And yet even today, we can see and we can believe. You see, the power of Jesus is the power of resurrection. The power of Jesus is the power over sin and the grave. If you want to see the resurrected Jesus, look the one who's a true Christ follower. Because in the true Christ follower, you will see the resurrected Christ. You know why you see the resurrected Christ? Because that person before they came to a saving knowledge of Christ, that person before they came to Christ, they were messed up. They were dead in their sin. They were hurt. They were ashamed. And they, somehow, through the word, met the risen Christ. And guess what happened when they met the risen Christ? They were raised. Now, they haven't experienced the full resurrection yet. But they've experienced the taste of it. I know people who were addicted to drugs, gangbangers, murderers, felons, rapists, all of these things, and things that aren't even mentionable amongst the light company, who had an encounter. And that resurrected Christ said, you do not need. No fear. No fear. No fear. And they met a resurrected Christ. And that Christ said, I made that fear that body later that evening, I'm gonna jump down the roof. That same then. Same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, Jesus came and stood in their midst, said to them, we often hear the opinions and the thoughts of other people. Fear them. We're afraid of what other people are thinking about us. We're afraid of whether others are going to like us, they're going to love us. They were afraid of the Jews. They were afraid that they were going to get the same treatment that their Lord and their Savior just got in 3 days. And they were tired. And Jesus came into the room. Other accounts mention that they were in the upper room and the doors were closed and locked. And they were afraid. And Jesus came and said, peace. And In other words, God, no fear. You see, the resurrection not only frees us from the fear of loss, and we all have that fear of loss because of sin. We know that we have lost something. We have lost the closeness and the intimacy with God. But the resurrection also says, no fear of other people. You see, the disciples were afraid that the others were, that the Jews were going to come after them and kill them. They were afraid and they were hiding. And Jesus came to them in their fear. Jesus came to them in that locked room and said, see, when we have Jesus, when we have the resurrection, we don't have to fear rejection. We don't have to fear harm. We don't have to fear what man thinks. Because when we have the resurrection, when we have taken a hold of the truth that Jesus paid it all, and the proof of payment is the resurrection, what? We don't have to fear. We don't have to fear. Man. Because we only play to an audience. There's only one that we have to please. And he has already said, I am well pleased. Said again to them, as the Father sent me, so I sent you. They now had a purpose. A week later, Jesus visits his disciples again with the doors being shut. And he said, peace to you. Now, the first time when Jesus appeared a week earlier on Resurrection Day, Thomas wasn't around. And Thomas said something. He said, unless I see with my hands, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nail, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Thomas did not believe. So a week goes by, and Jesus comes back. Thomas is there. First word that Jesus. Now, I don't believe that he said peace to you for the other 11. The other 11 got it. That peace to you was Thomas. Because I am certain that over that week after that, that where Thomas had missed being there with the other, I am certain that Thomas was in fear. He was in fear that maybe he missed the boat. Maybe he missed the plane. So Jesus addressed peace to you, and then he said to Thomas, reach out your fingers to me. Look at my hand. And reach your hand here and put it in my sock. Do not be unbelieving, but believe. Great fear is that we won't believe the right thing. Another fear. And Jesus says, do not fear. Do not fear. Because if you believe in him, everything else kind of takes care of you. If you believe in him, everything else. Believe in him, like the lilies of the field, God will. believe in him, and like the birds of the air, believe. You don't have to, you believe the wrong thing. If you're believing in him, there's no fear of believing in the wrong thing. And Jesus said to Thomas, because you have seen, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen yet. If you leave with nothing else, you don't have to be long. You don't have to be as long. And he says to us that just as you see me, you shall be. That means that we don't have to. Jesus was crucified on a cross of wood at the instigation of the Jewish leadership and with the participation of the Romans. Folks ask, you know, who killed Jesus? Was it the Jews or was it the Romans? Was it the Jews or the Gentiles? I'll give you a little hint. Both. Jesus was persecuted unto death. Persecuted unto death. He rose again. We do not have to fear man. We don't have to fear man. And if we believe in Jesus, we don't have to fear about making what we believe. So today, I want to leave you with no fear. No fear. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for this today. We thank you for the resurrection of your son. And we say thank you. We do not have to. Father God, I pray for those who are listening to this, that they would not fear. But rather, oh God, that they would come to them, that they would hear them. Oh, Father God. Never trust in your day. And it's really simple. The word says that if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you will believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. For the heart that one believes, mouth. Or maybe you want to trust in him. You can come back. It doesn't take anything big, anything. So if that's you, I'm going to give you the opportunity to bow your heart and pray these words of praise, something similar to something that you. Father God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me when I was in orbit, when I was going again. Forgive me, Lord. Thank you for sending your son to die in my place. Thank you for punishment for you. And thank you for raising him from the I might. Send your Holy Spirit, Lord, that I might live a life of no fear. In the name of your Son Jesus. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, I would love to hear from you up on the screen. You will see our contact information. We have email, staff, and Facebook page and our YouTube channel. We would love. Today, if you prayed that prayer, you did not join a church. You joined the family. And I want to welcome you to the family, your brother. However, it is true that we not live alone because God is growing. And so if you don't have a church home, or maybe you, for whatever reason, can't get to a church, you need to really get plugged in. And if you need help finding a church home, we can help get you plugged into a church home. All you have to do is contact us, and that contact is for those of you that do not have electronic means of contact us, you can contact us very easily by dropping us a letter, and we love to hear from you. And all you got to do is drop us a letter at Balance Point Church at 19984 Willowbrook, Orcom, California. Either city works. And the postal code is 9022. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what God is doing in your life. Now prepare to receive in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to make the way for us to live a life of no fear. Go in peace. Loving and serving the Lord until His